This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
When the calendar clicks over to a new year, you can either view it as just another day or you can take the opportunity to reassess your life and your direction. Hope 103.2's Emma Mullings has shared her thoughts about this on our website. I thought it'd be nice to touch base with her as she awaits the impending birth of her third child. G'day, Emma.
Hello, how you going?
Not too bad. I thought you'd be putting your feet up in these last few weeks, but no, you've been writing articles.
I know, right? I can't help myself. I'm like, oh, wow, I've actually got some space. I can write again.
Yay. Now, Emma, I know you're someone who believes strongly in taking the opportunity of a new year to reflect and reassess. Why do you believe in that process?
I actually do think a new year is quite significant, and I think it's really important. I mean, different times during the year, but it's just a great opportunity in a new year to just really, you know, reflect on the year gone by and celebrate the wins, which I think people kind of forget to do. Just take a moment, celebrate what was good, and, you know, look at what possibly you could have done a little bit better and learn from it and really think about where you want to be at the end of 2017. I do it every year, and I actually think it's really powerful, and people should get on board.
Yeah, so what do you actually do to kick off the new year intentionally?
All right, so I normally, the first thing is really to find out what is God saying to me for the year, because there are good things that we can do, and then there's the God thing. And I always find they're not always the same. So there's like so many things that I could be doing with my time and talents and abilities. But when I really tap into what is God leading me to for the year, what does he want me to put my hand to for the year, that's kind of where the ease comes. And I always pray that he would open the doors that are meant to be open and close the doors that are going to be a waste of time, that are not his will. And I always find that really powerful, just finding out what God would have you, you know, what would guide you to put your time to for the year. And then once I've got them, put pen to paper.
Yep.
I'm a big journaler. Put pen to paper. And you know what? They're not all, you know, career and finances and all that jazz. It's really a lot about, you know, for example, relationships. They're so important in our life. And, you know, what would you like to see reconciled, or who do you need to forgive?
Yeah.
Questions like that. You know, what would you like to see yourself? I mean, as a mum, you know, how could I respond better to my kids when I'm tired? Like, it's stuff like that that really become my goals for the year. And I think they're just as important, if not more important, than kind of, you know, the stereotypical, I need to eat better, I want to finish this course, that kind of stuff.
Yeah. You've had quite a big year this year. You had some really quite ambitious goals. You've achieved some stuff, like done and, you know, recorded your EP, done a bunch of TV shows, lots of speaking engagements. But for some people, their goals might be quite simple, mightn't they? So what do you say to those people?
Well, one of my goals for the 2017 is actually just to get back to reading, because I used to read a lot. And I find it really therapeutic, and I just, you know, it just feeds my soul. But in the busyness of 2016, I just didn't have space for it. So I think, yeah, those goals are just as important. And I think with those goals, as with any other goals, you really need to write an action plan for it, because it's really good to say, yeah, I'm going to read more. But then it's like, well, what are you going to do to actually make sure that that happens? So no matter what kind of goal it is, you need an action plan either way, and you need a timeline next year action plan to like make it happen and keep yourself accountable.